Feeling these feelings. Think about the purpose of your life. If you were going to say it in a simple phrase, not even paragraphs and paragraphs, simple phrase or a sentence or two, and you're going to write down the purpose of my life is to what? And if you're going to do it, and you're going to have a couple simple criteria. One is it's got to be stated positive. Not the purpose of my life is to stop all the horrible things in the world. No, something positive. Something stated in the positive. And if it was going to be something brief, and if it was going to be something emotionally charged in terms of its words for you, and it has to have how you're going to be as a person and what are you going to do. And it's got to include not just other people, like I'm going to change other people's lives or I'm going to make the world better for other people. You got to be in your own mission statement. You got to be your own purpose statement. You got to be in there too and other people. Don't just have a purpose of my life is for me to be happy because we're all connected. So if it's you and others, being and doing, brief and short, what is the purpose of your life? What is it? Right now, what comes out of your head? Not the right answer, not the perfect answer, just the answer. The purpose of your life is to be and do what for yourself and others? Just say it out loud. Just say it. Don't even write it down first. If you got pen and paper, then write it down. Purpose of my life is to what? Say it again. Try something. Keep changing it. And if you write it down each time, it'll give you better. So I'd prefer if you wrote it down. But just come up with something. The purpose of my life for me, Tony Robbins, is to serve God and my fellow man by being a powerful, loving, passionate, outrageous, courageous, strong, playful, crazy example of the unlimited possibilities that God gives when you commit your life to service, when you're really focused on contribution. That's what my life's about. I know it. I feel it. I can change the words slightly here and there, but I know the essence of my life. And you've got to know what that is for you. That is what will help you to make the decisions. That'll give you the motivation to get up early and stay up late. That'll make you connect with people in a way you've never connected before. But you got to know what it is. And it's got to be more than just you. You and others got to be brief. It's got to be emotional. It's got to be intense. So go do it right now. Turn off the tape and just start writing like crazy. What is the purpose of your life? And when you write something, write another thing. Cross it out and write another one. Keep writing it better and better until you got something you like, then to turn the tape back on. Go for it. Do it now. The purpose of your life is to what? Welcome back. Now, do you got something you really like? I hope so. Now, I know it's not the end all and be all, and it better not be perfect. Your job is not to be perfect. It's to be excellent. Perfection can never really be achieved anyway. If you're truly a perfectionist, then it's never perfect. But it's getting better all the time. So what is the purpose of your life? And how does it feel when you think about this is the purpose of my life? Now, let me give you one other criteria. Did you write it so you can only achieve it once you die? If so, change it. Because we don't want you to have to die to achieve your purpose, which is what some people have. It should be something you can experience every day. You know, whatever you do, whether you're just sitting at the lunch counter, you're walking through a grocery store, you're going and conducting your business, I don't care what it is. It should be something you can feel. The purpose of my life is to serve God and my fellow man. That keeps me focused on the higher road. And that's by being a powerful, loving, playful, outrageous, passionate, courageous, fun example of the unlimited possibilities that God gives to all those who commit to a life of service. Guess what? I want to continually inspire people what's possible if we serve one another. That's my life. And guess what? It shows up on stage in a seminar. It shows up when I sit down in the taxi. It shows up when I'm with my children. It shows up when I go to the grocery store. It shows up all over the place. That's why people come up to me and say, wow, you're really like the guy on the tape. I mean, you're really like that guy, you know, on the stage. You don't seem to be much different. That's because I'm still me. There's no change. I know my purpose. It gives me passion. It gives me power to make decisions. It gives me momentum. You deserve the same. Now, if you don't have one that's that place yet, go back again and just keep working with it. I keep changing mine. If you talk to me a few weeks from now, it'll probably be slightly different again. I'm always changing the words a little bit to create more juice, more passion. The essence of it, though, does not change. It is to serve, to grow, to expand, to learn, to love, to feel those immense emotions within human beings that free us, that make us have the power to create, give, and experience life at the deepest level. And you got to find what that is for you and how to language that, at least for now, so you know the goal of the game. With that, your life takes on a whole nother dimension. Try something. Take this purpose statement and keep it in front of you. Put it in the system you use for managing your time and keeping your to-do list. Put it up on the wall nearby. And as you look at it each day, don't just write it and forget about it. Think about it each day. How can I live my purpose more? And when you go to make a decision about doing something and you're not sure why you're doing it, you can always go back to your purpose. You can do it going into a meeting. You don't know why you're going to the meeting? Ah, I'm going to the meeting. I'm going to be powerful, loving, passionate, outrageous, playful. I'm going to inspire people to see what's possible if we really serve all the people around us. That's not hard to figure out. You have a guiding principle. No matter what happens, principles don't change. The essence of who you are will not change. The environment may change. The vehicles may change. But what's inside of you won't.